in the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to love.
Oh, Marilly, stop that droning. What's that fool thing in your hair?
It's a bow, Mayor. It's the fashion this year.
Yeah. You know, Marilly, you got spring fever. I swear all women ought to be quarantined this time of year.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of the new Rinso are proud to present The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore. Do you like sneezing when you pour soap? Do you like adding soap in the middle of your dishwashing job to bolster up the suds? Okay, then forget I ever said anything. But somehow, I have a hunch you don't like those things. And that's why I'd like you to try the new Soapy Rich Rinso. It's anti-sneeze, you know, and those peppy rich suds stay right with you through the job. Yes, new Rinso goes farther. That's why it's so economical. And it's easy on your hands, too. Try it tomorrow. And now the mayor of the town, starring Lionel Barrymore.
Good morning, Sharon. Any calls?
No, office has been quiet.
What do you got there?
Oh, why, it's another one of those old cups from my brother.
Well, let's see. It's just like the others. Where did this one come from?
It was mailed from Africa, as near as I can make out.
Well, and the last one came from Russia. War correspondents certainly do get around these days.
I don't know what he wants with these old cups. Look at this one. Just like lead.
Did he ever explain anything about them?
No, his letters have been very vague about the whole thing. Just said he was sending me some curios to keep for him. Set of eight cups. This is the seventh.
Well, there must be some good reason why he wants them. Well, this isn't getting any work done. When you get that put away, come into my office. I want to dictate some letters.
Yes, sir, in just a minute. Now then, where's my book? Oh, all this paper and string. Jonathan will have a fit.
And who might Jonathan be that he occupies your thoughts on so beautiful a morning?
But Jonathan's our janitor.
I must make his acquaintance.
Can I do something for you?
Oh, you could do many things for me. You could sit there with the sunlight on your hair and let me look at you.
Did you want to see the mayor?
Yes. I must admit it was a desire to see the mayor that led me here this morning. Or perhaps it was my destiny leading me to you.
What is your name, please? The mayor is very busy this morning.
I'm Rudolph Angelico. You've heard of me, perhaps. I'm a painter.
Oh, an artist. Well, I'll find out if the mayor can see you. There's a Mr. Angelico to see you, Mayor. He's a painter.
Well, I had my house painted last spring. Oh, well, send him in.
Yes, sir. Will you go in, please?
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Mayor, this is indeed an honor.
Well, sit down, Mr. Angelico. What can I do for you?
I have a favor to ask of you. A very great favor. I'd like so much to paint you.
Paint me?
Yes. I'm doing a series of portraits of different American types.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't afford that. You see, with the income tax and all that...
Oh, there will be no fee.
Huh?
You have a magnificent face, sir, full of vigor and character. It would be a challenge to any artist.
Well, now, Mr. Angelico, that's very flattering, but I'm afraid I am too busy just now.
Just as you say. I've rented a house just outside town. It belonged to Mr. Anderson.
Oh, yeah, Jim Anderson's house. Well, that's a beautiful place.
Quite so. Ideal for my work. Well, Mr. Mayor, I shall pray that you will change your mind.
All right, Mr. Angelico, you go right ahead and pray. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Oh, goodbye.
I wonder if I might be so bold. I'm a stranger here. Would it be asking too much if you were to have dinner with me?
Well, I'm afraid I...
Sharon, come in here.
Please. I'd like to talk to you about painting your portrait.
Well, I don't know.
Sharon! Oh, Sharon!
I'll pick you up here. Then at 6?
Well, but I can't...
At 6, then. Goodbye.
Oh, excuse me. Of course. Goodbye.
Sharon, where are you?
Oh, good morning, Mayor. Say, you know, I've seen that man somewhere.
Oh, Good morning, Mr. Smith. Sharon, this is Mr. J. Morton Smith, who did me a great service with some letter writing last week. He's going to keep the books for you.
How do you do, Mr. Smith?
Very pleased, I'm sure.
Did you like Mr. Angelico, Mayor?
He's the kind of man that mothers warn their daughters about. Or should.
Oh, Mayor, you're so old-fashioned. I think he's the most attractive man I've ever met. I'm going to have dinner with him tonight.
Duh. Come on into my office, J. Morton.
Yes, sir.
You say you've seen this Rudolph Angelico somewhere, Morton?
Yes, sir. It's right on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think where.
Well, maybe it'll come to you. I hope you're going to be happy with us and go straight from now on, Morton.
Well, I'd like to. Trouble is, I'm kind of lonesome right now.
How's that?
Well, none of the boys will talk to me. They said I was a turncoat, and I should have stood right up to you and said I was a forger and I was going to remain one. Then, too, I'm not used to being around so many honest people. It makes me kind of nervous.
Well, you'll get used to that.
No one will eat with me anymore. I'm losing my appetite.
Oh. We can't have that. You come home to dinner with me tonight, J. Morton, and in the meantime, see if you can't remember something about this Angelico.
Yes, sir, I will.
Have another piece of pie, Mr. Smith?
Well, it is very tasty. Oh, you certainly are a culinary expert, Miss Marilli.
Oh, fuss and feathers. Anybody can bake a pie. I'll get you another piece.
Do you remember anything about Angelico, J. Morton?
She's a lovely woman, isn't she, Mayor?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Now, about Angelico.
She walks just like a duchess. I used to dream about someone like her when I was younger.
Here's your pie, Mr. Smith.
I'd like another piece.
It's not good for your waistline, you know that.
Oh, hang my waistline. His isn't so hot.
Oh, well, he's company.
Miss Marilli, if you're free later, with your permission, Mayor, perhaps you'd care to accompany me to a cinema?
Well, I suppose I could.
Oh, great thundering grass. First Sharon and now you two. This is spring, all right.
You know, Miss Marilli, you kind of remind me of Greta Garbo.
Oh.
Yes, you do.
Oh, feathers, yes. I do not.
Oh, splots.
You dance like an angel, Sharon.
You're very nice.
The moment I looked at you today, I knew it was the beginning of the end for me. I thought, how can she help but hear my heart pounding?
I was afraid you'd hear mine.
You are, darling. Do you know, I knew a countess once with eyes like yours. I was 15 and I wanted to die for her. As a matter of fact, 3 men did.
Confounded J. Morton, try and think. Where did you see Rudolph Angelico? Sharon's been out with him every night for weeks.
I just can't seem to remember.
Now we'll see how good a markswoman you are. Have you ever been to a shooting gallery before?
Not very often.
All right. Aim right at the duck just coming up.
All right.
Here. I'll hold your arm steady.
Oh, I hit it.
And the little lady down at Cupid doll. Oh, thank you. Here you are, my little lady.
Now, see here, Sharon. Everyone in town's talking about you and that man. Use your head, girl. You're riding for a bad fall.
Oh, but, Mayor, if you only knew how wonderful he is. The stars seem from up here.
Look down below, my darling. The city is at your feet. And if you reach up, heaven is at your fingertips. What's the date?
March 23rd. Why?
I want to inscribe it on my heart. I want to remember that one night in March, you and I climbed the highest hill we could find. And that I told you my heart was yours. And always would be.
Oh, Rudolph. I have something to tell you, Mayor. That's why I called you in here, away from the rest of the guests. Rudolph and I are going to be married. I wanted you to know first.
No. Oh, I think I'll go home.
Oh, Mayor, won't you try to like Rudolph? Won't you give him a chance?
What have you got all those cups of bills spread out on the table like that for?
Rudolph wanted to see them.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yes, he thinks they might be valuable and that I should let him take them and keep them for me.
Oh. He does he? But can I have this box, Sharon?
Yes, why?
I'm going to take these cups home and put them in the safe. If they're valuable, that's a good place for them.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, Mayor.
What are you doing with those cups?
Oh, hello. The mayor's going to put them in his safe, darling. I told him that you said they might be valuable.
But I'm perfectly willing to take care of them for
you. Nonsense. I've got them all ready to go.
But it's too much trouble for you.
No trouble at all. Now I won't take no for an answer.
At least let me take this last one and see what I can do with it in the way of polishing. It would be interesting, don't you think?
Of course, if you want to.
Well, then I'll take it tonight and try my hand on it. May, I know you don't like me. But we never had a chance to get really acquainted. Won't you come to lunch tomorrow with Sharon at my house?
Oh, please do, Mayor.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Angelico.
Good. Tomorrow at 1, then?
Tomorrow at 1.
And be careful of those cups, Mayor. They could be valuable. One never knows today what may be concealed.
Yeah, quite so, Mr. Angelico. One never does know, does one.
This room is my studio.
Look, Mayor, here's a picture I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's very fine. It could be the Spanish coast. Is it?
Yes, I spent a whole summer at a little villa near there.
Mr. Angelico, I'd like to buy that painting. It seems made to go over my fireplace.
Permit me, it is yours. Consider it a gift.
Oh, no. I couldn't do that. No. You're a painter, and that's your business. Let me buy it.
No, I insist. Your enjoyment is payment enough.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Hello? Springdale High School? This is the mayor speaking. I'd like to speak to Mr. Tinney from the art department, if it's convenient.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I can identify this painting very easily. It's obviously by Carlos Olveras. My, I'd recognize his blues anywhere. Isn't that a lovely line where the sea merges with the horizon? My.
But Carlos Olveras is dead, isn't he, Mr. Cheney?
Yes, poor young fellow. He had a great future. I saw an exhibition of his in Spain. This can't have been painted by anyone else.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Cheney. That's all I wanted to know.
Well, good night, Mr. Mayor.
Good night, Mr. Tinney. Good night. Thank you. Come again. Hello, operator. This is the mayor. Yeah, will you get me Mr. Rudolph Angelico's residence, please? No, I don't know the number. Thank you.
Will you come and eat your dinner while it's hot?
Oh, what's this old picture?
It's for over the fireplace.
What's wrong with the picture of the bowl of fruit that's there?
The worms are beginning to look through it.
Oh, you make me tired with your fuss budgeting.
Hello? Mr. Angelico? This is the mayor speaking. Say, Mr. Angelico, I've decided to take you up on that offer to paint my portrait. But I can't resist it after studying this seascape. Huh? Oh, the sooner the better. Shall I drop by tomorrow? About 3? Fine. Thank you. I'll see you then. Goodbye. Marilli, has that beau of yours remembered where he saw Angelico yet?
Oh, no. Now, what in the world are you going to do with a picture of yourself? Throw darts at it? And how are you going to get out of your office tomorrow at 3?
I'm not going to go to the office tomorrow afternoon at all. I'm going out to Mr. Angelico's at 1.
At 1? You told him 3. Huh. You certainly get confusing as you get older, Mayor.
Not at all. I just want to see how a portrait painter who can't paint spends his time.
Who's afraid of the big, bad laundry hamper?
Well, to be honest, I am. If you could see the grimy work shirts and overalls I have to scrub on wash day, you wouldn't wonder why.
Scrub, ma'am? Did you say scrub? Well, no wonder you don't like wash day. Seems like as if you haven't been told about the new soapy rich Rinso.
Well, of course I've heard that ditty on the air. But I still don't see how you can avoid scrubbing on wash day.
Well, it's this-a-way. New Rinso's soapy rich suds get out more dirt. Just a short soaking gets clothes clean. A few quick finger rubs on extra soiled places, and they're ready to rinse.
Well, why doesn't somebody tell me these things?
Well, now you know. Just keep that in mind. New Rinso gets out more dirt. That's why you get a wash that's...
Rinso White. We want to know about Rinso White. Is Rinso White as white as a dove?
Uh-uh. It's even whiter.
You mean just as white as the clouds above?
You're getting warm. It's even brighter.
Is it white as a lily?
White as chalk?
White as snow?
Save your breath, cause the answer is no, cause you've never seen such a dazzling sight as a wash that's Rinso White.
New Rinso is on your grocer's shelf in the same familiar package. And now, back to Lionel Barrymore as the mayor of the town. As we return to the story, we find Mr. Angelico, who has promised to paint a portrait of the mayor, talking to a friend.
Quickly. Come to the library, Charles. I've been waiting for days for you.
Well, Rudolph, I had a job to do in New York.
We don't have much time. The mayor's coming out this afternoon to have his portrait painted.
Oh, how soon?
In about 2 hours.
Well, you better close those curtains in front of the French doors. We don't want anyone to see us.
Now then, let's hurry. Here's the cup.
Doesn't look like much, does it? Now, let's see.
Be careful not to cut too deep. I think we have the real thing this time.
Say, how'd you get wise to the girl?
André tried to get the cups from her brother in Egypt, but he was too smart for them. Then we found out where he was mailing them.
Be careful not too deep.
You gonna marry her?
Don't be silly. When have I married anyone?
I think I can peel this outer layer of lead off.
Good. Now we shall know. Just think that you may hold in your hands one of the cups from the Alhambra. Cups that the Moors and Spaniards fought to get. Gold treasures, worth the king's ransom, that men have killed for. And now we have them in our hands.
Look.
It is. It is, look.
Oh, boy.
Wait. Did you hear something?
Someone outside?
Put the cup in a drawer. I'll take a look.
Well?
It's the mayor.
Could he have heard us?
I don't know. Get out of sight.
Good afternoon, Mr. Angelico.
Good afternoon, Mayor. You are early.
Yes. I got through my work, so I thought I'd drive out.
Mayor, I'm so sorry. I fear I can't paint for a few days. A regrettable accident. I've hurt my wrist. It seems to be badly sprained. I'm going to the doctor as soon as I can.
That's a shame. Can I take you in?
No, I have a friend here who can do it.
It is a shame, but we must postpone our appointment.
The sprain happened most opportunely, didn't it, Mr. Angelico?
What do you mean?
Why, the world has been spared a portrait of me. What else? So long, Mr. Angelico.
Good day, Mayor.
You, Rudolph Angelico's a fake. He can't even paint. That picture he gave me was painted by a young Spaniard who's dead.
Carlos Alvarez?
That's right, the same.
Rudolph told me his paintings have often been mistaken for Alvarez's.
Ah.
They both studied under the same teacher in Spain.
Oh, you've never liked him, Mayor. You've been prejudiced against him since the day he arrived.
He's after those cups. He's nothing but a common thief. Oh,
that's ridiculous. You must have misunderstood what you overheard.
Ah, Sharon, don't be a fool. You're going to get yourself involved in a very pretty mess. Break your engagement and get out while the getting's good.
Oh, Mayor, don't you understand what he means to me? First time I saw him, I don't know, it's hard to put into words, but I wanted to say, of course. Now I know why I've been lonely sometimes. I've been waiting for you.
Oh, Sharon.
Don't spoil it, Mayor. I'm happier than I've ever been in my life.
Sharon, sometimes when we're young, we give people a glamour that really doesn't belong to them. And when we find out the truth, it hurts a little, and we grow a little older. But that's part of living. I don't want to hurt you. I'm trying to spare you something that'll hurt you more.
You don't know him. You don't understand him.
All right. Look. Are you willing to try a little test? Will you ask him to give you back the cup he has?
Yes, I'll do that.
All right.
Just to prove you're wrong. I will ask him for the cup and he'll give it to me. You'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon, my dear, I'm afraid it's impossible to give you the cup immediately. In a day or so, I will have it for you.
Oh.
It is in the hands of a most competent friend of mine. Oh, come, my dear, smile. I didn't expect to find you sitting in your parlor frowning like this.
How long will it take?
Oh, 2 days, maybe three. What's this on the table? Another cup?
Yes, it's the last one. Just came this morning.
Then I think I will take this one with me also.
No, I don't want you to.
Don't be childish, my darling. I will have this one rejuvenated with the other.
Rudolph, put that down.
And now I think I'll run along. Suppose I'll call you tomorrow.
The mayor was right, wasn't he? You are a phony. You did come here to steal those cups. Oh, I despise you.
How fickle you are. A moment ago, you were in my arms. Well, it seems the mayor is a little smarter than I suspected. I'm afraid you will have to help me. You'll call the mayor and tell him to have those cups ready. And then you'll come with me and we'll call on him.
I'm not going anyplace with you.
Get over to that phone. Do you hear me? Get over to that phone. That's better. Now then, call the mayor.
Oh, but Sharon, I don't think it's wise for you to take those cups away tonight. Oh, yes. Oh, sure. Of course they're yours. Well, all right. I'll put them in a box. Goodbye, Sharon. Operator, give me Talmadge 99869. Yeah, that's right. Hello? Archie? Listen, you know that little package I was going to bring over to you? Well, Archie, if I don't arrive in 10 minutes, you'll drive over here, will you? I'm having a little trouble with my car. Goodbye.
I'll have that package if you don't mind, Mayor.
Watch out, Mayor. He has a gun.
Oh, hello, Mr. Angelico. Good evening, Sharon.
We don't need to play games anymore, Mr. Mayor. You know what I'm here for. I want that box.
And suppose I refuse to give it to you?
Then I should have to kill you and take it.
Kill me? Here in my own front room? Oh, no, you're not that foolish. This isn't the right spot for a murder. And I don't intend to move to a likelier one.
So sorry, Mayor. You were right.
Shut up. I intend to have that box, Mayor. I have risked too much to lose it now. If I must gamble on getting away after killing you, well, I've gambled before for much lesser prices.
Why are you so desperate now? One cup still hasn't arrived.
The last one came today, Mayor.
And I have it now. Both cups are in my car. Both of them.
I see.
So my business in Springdale is completed as soon as you hand over that package. Are you going to give it to me?
No.
Then you'll both come with me.
We're not budging.
You will come or I'll kill you both.
Listen, Angelico. No foreign-accented bogeyman's coming around telling me what to do and getting away with it. This is America. I'm not moving and neither is Sharon. You'll have to kill us both first. And you won't do that. You know you couldn't escape.
Listen.
Stand back from the windows. Now, they're stopping here.
Frightened, Angelico?
The rest of you boys wait in the cars.
Oh, Mayor.
Shut up.
Mayor, you hear?
Archie, watch out.
Hey,
oh, he's running out the back
Come on, boys. Don't let him get to that car.
I've done it, Chief.
Hang on.
Nice work, boys. Nice work.
Well, we got him, Mayor.
Good. I think if you will investigate Mr. Angelico, Archie, you'll find he's an international thief. I'll tell you the whole story later.
You're very clever, Mayor. But you and I will meet again. And next time, I'll win.
Is that so? Well, thanks for the warning. By the way, Mr. Angelico, if you're hungry, there's some donuts in that box you're holding there. I really made them for the policeman's social tonight.
You took a great risk for donuts, Mayor.
Well, I always like to keep the police force happy. You never know when they'll happen along, just in the nick of time.
Mayor, huh? I've got it. I remember he sat next to me in the train going from New York to Philadelphia once. He isn't a crook at all.
Oh, no. Who in blazes said it takes a crook to catch a crook? Good night, J. Morton.
Well, let's leave Springdale for a minute and take a trip over to St. Louis, Missouri, to 3631 Ohio Avenue. That's where the R.F. Stellos live, Mr. and Mrs. Stello and four growing youngsters. Mrs. Stello is in charge of a Red Cross sewing unit. She makes her daughter's clothes, does all her own housework, and she doesn't mind any of it one bit. Matter of fact, in Mrs. Stello's own words...
Rinso saves me so much time. I've time to bake and make my family's favorite dishes even on wash day. And I've got scads of extra dirty clothes to wash. But new Rinso gets them clean easily. I've never seen a whiter white than Rinso white.
That's Mrs. Stello's opinion, and I'll bet it will be yours too. First time you try the new soapy rich Rinso. Remember, it's the best Rinso we've ever made. Be sure to be with us next week when the mayor is expecting a visitor. Not a political character, not an underworld character, just a character, Bob Hope. Yes, sir, Bob Hope expects to call on the mayor next week when we're on the air again over these same stations. Mr. Barrymore appears through the courtesy of MGM Studios. Carl Esmond, who played Rudolph, appeared through courtesy of Paramount Studios. Our script was written by Gene Holloway. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the new Soapy Rich Rinso, the soap that gets clothes.
Rinso white.
You've never seen such a dazzling sight as a wash that's Rinso white.
Mothers,